Hello, everyone, and welcome to our weekly Outlook podcast. I hope you are all doing fine. I'm Enrique, and today I have Beatriz and Sara here with me to update you with the latest news from this week. Starting with you, Beatriz, is there any update of the Poland-Belarus border situation?
Hi, Enrique, Sara, and all of you that are listening to our podcast. Yes, there is. There are signs of devastation along the border between Poland and Belarus. People stranded on the Belarusian side have reportedly started boarding buses to take them away from the area. The move came a day after a meal broke out in the border crisis, with migrants throwing stones at Polish forces massed on their side of the razor wire fence, injuring 12. Belarus has been accused of pushing migrants mostly from the Middle East to the border to establish the European Union. Belarus' longtime authoritarian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, has repeatedly denied luring migrants to the border in revenge for European Union sanctions.
Also in Europe this week, the European Central Bank alerted for stretched valuations in numerous asset markets. In its biannual stability report, ECB mentioned vulnerabilities in property, in particular risks of price correlations over the medium term, that have registered a significant increase amid rising estimates of house pricing overvaluation, and financial markets adding that risk token by non-banks and elevated sovereign and corporate debts are building up. Luis de Guindos, Vice President of ECB, said to CNBC that near-term risks were clearly declining. However, there were also rising vulnerabilities for the medium term. At the same time, the central bank continues to insist that inflation is largely transitory, despite the money markets having priced in the probability of a 20 basis point hike for December 2022. But there's more happening in Europe, right, Henrik?
That's right. This week we have more updates related to the inflation in Europe. Last month, the Eurozone inflation hit 4.1%, more than twice the ECB's target. According to what the ECB board member Isabel Schnabel said on Wednesday, the expectations are that the price growth would moderate next year, despite the uncertainty. In his follow-up, she warned that policymakers should keep their options open when they chart the path ahead for policy in December. This means avoiding the mistake of a premature tightening of monetary policy in response to a temporary and possibly short-lived inflation spike, Schnabel said. On the other hand, it means keeping a watchful eye on the upside risks to inflation that financial markets currently anticipate and retain optionality to be able to act if needed. Moving on to what's happening across the globe, there's some worrying news regarding climate. Beatriz, what can you tell us about that?
Well, last Sunday, the city of Abbotsford in British Columbia recorded its wettest day after months of unrelenting droughts. A major atmospheric river brought extreme rainfall and flash flows, which forced the evacuation of some residents and many areas experienced power outage. The human-caused climate change has increased the occurrence of heavy rainfall and droughts, which now happen 30% and 70% respectively more frequently around the globe. This increase in the potential weather whiplash, meaning these rapid changes in climate extremes, not only create a lot of damage but also could make it harder for societies to mitigate and adapt.
Also, on Wednesday, the Indian government decreed partial lockdown, as well as the closing of schools and universities in the capital, New Delhi, due to an increase of harmful particulates in the air. Doctors warned that there had been a sharp increase in the number of children who are in hospitals with breathing problems and respiratory complaints, as pollution levels remain dangerously high. On most days, the air quality index, AQI, has stayed above 451 on a scale of 500, indicating very poor and severe conditions that affect even healthy people and seriously impact those with existing diseases, according to the Federal Pollution Control Board guidance. India's Supreme Court has rapped the government over its failure to mitigate pollution for residents. Apart from India, more countries are also decreeing a lockdown due to the COVID-19.
You're right, Sara. After China closed its borders for 19 months in an attempt to eliminate the virus, dozens of city areas, towns and countries are enduring lockdowns. The control includes roadblocks supervised by police in protecting uniforms, closed schools, transport cancellation, and testing of millions of residents. The highly infectious Delta variant, combined with an early cold snap, caused a flare-up of contagions nationwide. According to Delta's perils, the transmissions are majorly between locals and not from people outside the country.
Last but not least, in the US, Wall Street bankers and traders are in line for the biggest bonus increases since 2009. Attending the report from pay consulting Johnson Associates, Wall Street is ready to see the biggest bonus increases since the Great Recession. Booming deal activity, a hot IPO market, and climbing equities show that bankers and traders are set for outsized performance. However, the hard times in business this year and the competitive job market have translated to unprecedented workloads for Wall Street professionals. According to Johnson, the business results this year have been outstanding, but the growth will probably slow. In general, bonuses for investment banking underwrites are predicted to jump 30% to 35% from the earlier year, and base salaries across the financial services industry can rise more than 3%.
With this, we close today's Weekly Outlook episode. We wish all our listeners a great weekend. Thank you, Sara and Beatriz, and see you next week.